السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا، ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrates that there was a Sahabi, companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than my own self and my own son, my own children. You are more beloved to me." And he said, "Whenever I'm at home, then sometimes I yearn to see you, and I can't help myself, I can't control myself until I leave home and I come to you and I gaze at your beloved face, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." But he said, "But this thought crossed my mind, that tomorrow when I pass away, and when you pass away, you will be elevated in the highest stages of Jannah with the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. And I will not be able to look at your beloved face." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept silent. He didn't reply until Jibreel alayhi salam descended with this ayat which I had recited, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, whoever obeys Allah and the Rasul, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, then those are the ones who will be with those who Allah has favored, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, with the Nabis, the Siddiqeen, the truthful ones, وَالشُّهَدَى, the martyrs, وَالصَّالِحِينَ, and the pious, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, how wonderful are these as companions. So we can understand from that concern of that Sahabi, of that the love and attachment that Sahaba had with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love that they had, that this concern was answered directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to be with the Anbiya alayhimus salam tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, make an effort to obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make an effort to obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that on one occasion a person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "When is Qiyamah?" So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded with another question, which is a more important and appropriate question to be concerned about, that what have you prepared for Qiyamah? What have you prepared for Qiyamah? So this person, he responded that, "I haven't prepared much. I haven't prepared an abundance of salah, that is nafil salah, sadaqah, fasting. I haven't prepared an abundance of that. In other words, I've done the basic faraid. I've done a little bit of nafil salah, sadaqah, etc. But not abundance. I haven't prepared as I ought to have prepared. But I love Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have love for Allah and His Rasul. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, Anta ma'a man ahbabta. You will be with those who you love. And in one narration, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with the one who he loves. So Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that the Sahaba, he says, we were so ecstatic. We were not ecstatic with anything as how we were when we heard these words from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person will be with those whom he loves. They were so confident in their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were so true and so devoted and so sincere in their love for Rasulullah sallallahu that they understood that inshallah, because of this true love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be inshallah with him on the day of Qiyamah. In a hadith of Sahih Bukhari, Anas radiallahu anhu, he mentions, فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Anas was the khadim and the servant of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years, from the age of 10 to about 20, critical teenage years of his life. And he says in this hadith of Sahih Bukhari, أَنَا أُحِبُّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَأَبَا بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ. I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. I love Umar radiallahu anhu. وَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ مَعَهُمْ بِحُبِّ إِيَّاهُمْ. And I love and I hope that I will be with them because of my love for them. Even though I may not have done actions like them, but I hope to be with them because of my love for them. During the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba had come to Makkah Mukarramah to perform Umrah. And the Quraysh had prevented them from performing Umrah. And they had sent an envoy, a messenger, by the name of Urwa ibn Mas'ud, to conduct a dialogue with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Urwa came to Hudaybiyah, which was on the outskirts of Makkah Mukarramah, to meet with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, he closely examined the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After conducting his business, he returned to the Quraysh. He returned to his people, the Quraysh, and he said, by Allah, I was sent as an envoy, as a messenger, to the various leaders, Caesar of the Byzantine Empire, the Kisra, the leader of the Persian Empire, Najashi, the leader of Abyssinia. I've been sent to all these kings. But by Allah, I have never seen any king whose subjects have revered him. The Ashabi Muhammadin Muhammada. Whose companions revere and respect him. Like the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respect Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, by Allah, whenever he even spits, a saliva comes out, it falls into the hands of one of them, and he rubs it on his face and on his body. And whenever he instructs them, gives them any command, they immediately carry out the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he makes wudu, then they fall over one another, they fight with one another to get that used water of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he speaks, they lower their voices. And he observed that none of them stares directly at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was Urwa bin Mas'ud. At that time, he was speaking as an enemy, as a disbeliever at that time. And he saw the reverence that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said, Al-haqqu ma shahidat bihi al-a'da. That the truth is what even the enemies testify for. Later on, he was blessed, alhamdulillah, with Iman and Islam, Urwa ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So this, if you look into the lives of Sahaba, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there are many examples of the unmatched love and devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst the foremost was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who gave his all in the service of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His life, his wealth, his family, everything was put in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one glimpse of this service and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is captured in the verses of the Quran Majeed. Is huma fil ghar. Allah Ta'ala says, when they two were in the cave, is huma fil ghar, when they both were in the cave, the lover and the beloved, Abu Bakr and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is huma fil ghar, the enemy were about to catch them, about to find them out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then diverted their eyes. When they were about to be caught, at that time, tears were flowing from the eyes of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And when he was asked, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, he said, no, it's not for fear of my life, but fear for you, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. When he said to his companion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his sahib, to his companion, لَا تَحْزَن. Don't grieve, don't worry. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Allah is with us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. لَا تَحْزَن. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Reminds us of the occasion when Musa alayhi salam was about to be caught by Fir'aun, was between the devil and the blue sea, between, and Fir'aun was about to catch arrest Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel. So at that time, Musa alayhi salam, when the Bani Israel expressed their fears, so Musa alayhi salam said, "Talla, inna ma'iya Rabbi sayahdi." Never. Nothing to fear. My Rabb is with me. Inna ma'iya Rabbi. But these were not the words expressed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as captured in the Quran. He didn't say, my Rabb is with me. He said, La tahzan, O Abu Bakr, don't grieve. Inna Allah ma'ana. Allah is with us. Inna Allah ma'ana. With Abu Bakr, with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's a glimpse of the love of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was holding the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he expressed his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, oh Rasul of Allah, you are more beloved to me than everything else besides my own self. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, oh Umar, you cannot reach, you cannot have that spiritual height or that perfection of iman unless I become more beloved to you than even your own self. You must love me more than even your own self. Umar radiallahu anhu reflected about this. And then he said, thought to himself, definitely, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are more beloved to me than even my own self. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-an ya Umar, now O Umar. In other words, now you have reached that height, at the perfection of iman, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. So these were a few examples, and there are so many examples. If we look, study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hayatul sahaba, the lives of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, study the battle of Uhud, study the lives of the sahabiyat and the female companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and their unmatched love and devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is for this reason that the Al-Farooq Institute have earmarked this Jumu'ah throughout the country and other countries and other continents of the world as well, where we extol the praises of the Sahaba and their unmatched love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should study the lives of Sahaba, and inshallah, if we do that, that is the antidote for a serious virus, a serious disease that can cause the death of our iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned about this epidemic, this disease, this spiritual malady. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has counted it as one of the signs of Qiyamah. لَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when the last part of this ummah starts cursing the first part of this ummah, then await Qiyamah. In other words, it's one of the major sins, one of the major crimes. So we should quarantine ourselves away from those who express disrespect for the Sahaba, for the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For those who make takfir and say the Sahaba, na'udhu billah, all became kafir besides a few of them, na'udhu billah, may Allah protect us. And those who express hatred for Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Muawiyah, radiyallahu anhu, may Allah ta'ala be pleased with them. Look into the lives of these Sahaba and see the love and devotion they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is one virus that I wish to touch upon. Now we'll go on just to touch upon another physical disease that has come upon us in this day and age. With regards to the corona virus, I just want to touch on a few aspects on this, spiritual aspects and words of advice. And thereafter, Dr. Afzal, inshallah, will mention some advice, some medical advice that we can take heed of, inshallah. One is aspect related to aqidah, that death, life, sickness, health, all come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All is according to the qadr and the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Majid about a group of people. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ Did you not look at those that they left their homes and they were in thousands, there were a large number of people from the Bani Israel, nations of the past, and they fled from their homes when a plague, an epidemic had fallen upon them out of fear of death. So they felt that this is, that death is coming upon them, and they went to a far off place and they felt that they are much safer there. فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُ But where they thought was a safe area, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree came. And Allah ta'ala said, die. فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُ It's one command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single one of them, thousands of them all just passed away. ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ Then Allah ta'ala brought them back to life after that. And it was a sign that life, death, all is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Disease, all that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can't come on its own. So this is an aspect of aqidah, an aspect of belief. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had instructed the sahaba, and this is also a sign of the obedience of sahaba to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you are caught up in a plague, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instruction is that you must make sabr and you don't leave that area. And if you hear about plague in some area, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instruction is that you don't enter that area. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this aspect of quarantine 14 centuries ago. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they were involved in this kind of tribulation, then they faced death with courage. They remained patient and they obeyed the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They never left that place. And they embraced, if you look at those the Sahaba, how they passed away in this plague, they embraced death and accepting it as shahadat. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, At-ta'unu shahadatu kulli muslim. That plague is a martyrdom for every Muslim. So this is one aspect that life, death, all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn, when we learn this aspect that we shouldn't go into an area where there is plague and nor should we flee from such an area. Then we learn from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if you have to sneeze, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cover his face with his hands or with some cloth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cover his face. This is the Mubarak sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the various aspects, the sunnah, aspects of tahara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, washing hands, before eating, after eating, after istinja, after going to the toilet, at the time of wudu, before sleeping, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us to make wudu. Before coming to a large gathering like Jumu'ah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us to make to take a ghusl. It's a sunnah of Jumu'ah to take a ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. So all these aspects of tahara we should continue practicing upon, and inshallah through that Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala also will protect us. And very importantly, the du'as taught to us by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You may have seen many messages. For example, one du'a that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us: Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-barasi wal-jununi wal-judami wa min sayyil asqam, which is asking Allah for protection from leprosy, from insanity, from all types of dreadful diseases. So this is a du'a that we should try to learn, inshallah. We may have come across many messages where this du'a would be found. Learn these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala protect us.